Lil Miss Rent Allowance, the podcast. The podcast. The podcast. Rent.
Rent. Rent. Hi, Hans. Just back here again this week now for a few more questions to be answered. Hopefully, we can help some poor souls out there tonight. Here's the first question. My girlfriend wants to talk to Clairvoyant about her family member who's recently passed away, RIP. I don't think it's a good idea myself, as I think she's emotionally unstable and still in shock. I think visiting a clairvoyant will only make things worse for her, as I think they will take advantage of her. I've tried to talk her out of it, but she's adamant in going through with it. Have you any advice, or can you guide me with this matter, as I'm at my wit's end with the whole thing? Thanks, Ella Marie. Hi, Johan. Jeez, I'm terribly sorry for the young one's loss, but are you gone mad? Like, clairvoyants are savage, so they are. And I think it'd be savage if she went, you know, get to talk to a few celebs, and Whitney and all as well. Like, she'd be up there now. But, come here, who did you book in with? What clairvoyant did she book in with, anyway? Because, tell you the truth now, between yourself and myself, since my mother got let go in the buildings there a few years ago, I've been doing a bit of talking to the dead from, you know, just to make a few pound, like. And it's going good now, so, hold on a second, there's something coming through to me. Oh, your young one's relative is coming through. It was a woman. She was a short, a tall woman, a very tall woman. With red and black hair, hon. Oh, and a lovely fringe to cover the cow's lick. Oh, hon, I've loads to tell you the truth. You can get in touch with me on Facebook because this one won't stop talking. There's a few celebs after coming through and everything. Sure, come here, look, you may ring me and I'll sort you out with a good reading. So, but come here, keep that to yourself now because I don't want the social on me back again. I'm delighted to be able to help. Talk to you soon. Love you, hon. Moving slowly and fastly on to this next question now. Dear LMRA, I'm a single mother of two kids. Things have always been tough, financially, but I always managed to keep a job, which brought an extra few pound into the house each week. And to be honest, without it I don't think we would have survived, especially in this recession. Last week I received the awful news that I'm going to be let go at the start of the month. I am devastated. I've applied for several jobs and handed out dozens of CVs, but I've heard nothing back. I just don't know what I'm going to do. Do you have any advice or tips on how to secure a new job or make some money? Hi, Johan, that's queer bad. You know, being a single mother and all, I know exactly what you mean. My young one, Beyonce, now, she never seen her father, and I only seen him once myself. Not a penny did I ever got off him, swear to God. Don't know where he's even from. You're better off without him, though, tell you the truth. Many the day I had to scrimp and scrape and pull presses off the wall trying to get a few cents together for a litre of milk and a bit of tobacco or something like that. Do you know what? In this day and age, hon, you have to fend for yourself and you have to do whatever you can to get by. So what you need to do is now forget all the CV business and jobs because you don't need that, right? Pirate DVDs, one of my favourites, and everyone goes mad for them, and a friend of mine has all the new releases, just drops a poke on Facebook or something. So hon, like, you have to be clever nowadays. There's great money to be made in the breeding hamsters as well. I have a lovely little miniature hamster there. She's lovely, she changed the colour in the summer and everything, so she is. Spins around on the wheel like there's no tomorrow, and I have a great Fiat Uno, a two-door convertible for sale, and if you know anyone, sure, I'll sort this out with a price. And she's a right little runner, so she is. She nearly drive herself, sure. Best of luck now with your new business adventure, hon. Loves you, hon.
Lil Miss Rent Allowance, the podcast. The podcast. The podcast.
And now, a look at the papers.
Right, we're going to go on now to the newspaper review, and I'm not going to say the name of the newspaper because he's no anyway, because it's the shittest one in the country, right? Oh yeah, and this week I have Rhiannon, Doran, my good friend. She's going to be doing the papers because she can read as well.
Hi, Hans.
Hi, yes. Right, so we're looking at the first page here now, and there's a war in Iran. That's savage, isn't it?
Yeah, it's like the fighting that does be going on in the town, isn't it?
Yeah, like they think they're savage, but we bait them, like.
I'd say we go over there and sort it out.
Yeah, I'd kill the two of them. Or okay, yeah, 2,000. How many is there? I have a gun anyway, a pellet gun and a spud gun. You can have a spud gun.
Right, and a water gun.
Oh yeah, grand. Super Soaker 3000 XYY. Now, moving on now to the next page where them two black lads wouldn't shake each other's hands.
Why not?
Because the two of them are black and they were afraid of each other or something. But I would have shook the dicky out of him, would you?
Oh, he was quite fine though,
yeah, he was savage looking. I would have grabbed hold of his dicky, wouldn't let go till the match was over.
You should give him a poke on Facebook.
Yeah, definitely will. I wonder would he accept me as a friend. No one accepts me as a friend anymore these days. Friend request sent, Zaz says. Too bad. The peoples are too bad, lads.
He's What's not wrong? Declining you though. At least you're leaving up. Maybe they're trying to give so many to get through.
Oh yeah, maybe. Like me, like. Oh, jeez, would you look at the cut? You're on Rihanna, the page 3-1. Minging.
Stay at that one,
she
lads.
She is bet down, lads.
Go over her now.
And I give her a run for me money. The cut of her, lads.
We should have a page on that now.
Yeah, page 3, the hottest part of the sun we'd be, wouldn't we? Oh, stop. We're mad out, though.
We're mad.
The colour of her hair, you wouldn't know whether that one was 14 now or 35 stone, wouldn't you not?
Stay of her, she's wrinkles all over the place and everything.
Bet down, so she is. Turn over that page. Oh yeah, did you see this now about the X Factor?
What is it?
They're going to do a DJ. Like, should we even set a Dex, don't we?
Yeah, we can.
Oh lads, I can imagine it now. LMRA featuring Rihanna on the Dex.
We may go on that. We're going
to
win it.
Yes, remember you used to court DJ Rankin for a while?
Yeah, remember?
Yeah.
Maybe I'll give him a text. He might do a set with us or something.
Yeah, and DJ Not Got Clue and DJ Booney.
Booney. Oh, yeah, remember you shifted him one night?
Oh, stop. I was down my mind, though.
Yeah, sure. Doesn't matter.
3 Jager bombs are done. Would you be well, lads? Definitely going to audition for that. I wonder when it is. Simon Cowell.
We'll make a day out with that and all.
Yeah, sure. Drinking and that. Disability pass for the bus, we go on up to Dublin.
Won't even have to pay for that, that's gonna be fucking deadly.
Sorted, can't wait for that. Hope it doesn't clash now with signing day though, or we're fucked.
Should we take our holiday?
Oh yeah, we will. I'm definitely, I can see your names all over the place. DJ.
What do we win?
I don't know what you win now, but say savage
well,
though.
One of us could sing as well.
Yeah, sure, I'll do the singing. Should you just stand in the background or something? Like.
What do you mean?
I don't know, should we sort something out between us anyway?
Alright, yeah.
Now we're going on. Oh yeah, Mount Leicester Rangers, our own home team now. The one, the All-Ireland Intermediate Hurling Final there. I'm delighted for them, but I don't know what the big deal is. I've won a few stuff myself. I know, I'm only messing.
What? Is it? I don't get that.
Hurling, do you know that? With football?
No.
Do you know, it's kind of like tennis.
What, you used to play in school?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It's quite good though, but fair fucks to the lads going out there and getting... You know, it's hard to play football. Well done, Mount Leinster Rangers.
Sure, I don't think it's that good of a thing.
I think it's savage.
I'd be raging.
Jealousy is a disease, Rihanna. Get well soon. You may go to the doctor's, hon, because you're jealous of everything, including yourself. Because I'm savage looking.
Go away, will you, Renty?
All the viewers are jealous because I'm savage looking. My lazy eye only makes me unique. Don't know what you're laughing at either, Rihanna. Right, go on. Good luck.
All right, go on. See yous.
Bye.
Lil Miss Rent Allowance, the podcast.
The podcast. LMRA's thought for the day.
And I will always. Oh, sorry, lads. I'm just listening to Whitney Houston here. God help her. That Bobby Brown lad. See what I do to him. A cunt, that's what he is. I mean, bits, I haven't stopped crying all week. 16 packs of toilet rolls, and after going through and one of the big Toblerones out of the airport, I've got someone to go up and get it for me because I'm in bits over. God help her, the poor woman. And she had a child and all in the back. What was it, Radox that killed her or something, was it? God help her, she overdid on the Radox. It's terrible. I'd nearly done that a few times myself, she wouldn't be known. You know, you'd just been washing her hair, and next thing the whole bathroom be full of bubbles. It's terrible, sod. Poor Whitney, lads. So what can you do? My thought, you know, all these people going around saying she was a crack whore and all that. My thought, sure, who doesn't love to crack? Like, everyone loves to crack. I love having to crack as well. And if anyone's going around bad-mouthing her, I'd give them the KO, so I would. Poor old Whitney. So fuck up, everyone. And fuck you, Bobby Brown. I know you're listening to it.
Check out Lil Miss Rent Allowance on Facebook, YouTube and Twitter.